Put a pocket in the pool.
Hey yo, man, pull over.
Yeah.
It's a cold winter night, and we're celebrating it here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. We began that last set with one of the two Winter brothers on this evening's show, Johnny Winter. And that was Johnny Guitar from his Hey, Where's Your Brother album. And then Simon and Garfunkel, A Hazy Shade of Winter. Followed by Queen, Stone Cold Crazy, off of their Sheer Heart Attack album, which does not have their incredible high-energy punk-like song, Sheer Heart Attack, which was instead came many years later on their News of the World album. It's pretty much the 40th anniversary of that this year in 2017. A perfect album in my book, although not everyone would agree on that one. And then we heard from Steve Miller and Wintertime, followed by Denky Groove, Snow and Dove, but that was the Plastic Sushi Challenger Disaster remix that I overlaid audio, NASA audio from January 28th, 1986. The communication, well, public communication, as the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after launch. Then Pete Yorn and Ice Age. And we finished off the music with Apollo 440 and Cold Rock the Mic. So it's time to share some sad WMFO and personal news with you. Solo, who was shared by Chuck Yu and Diane. Chuck Yu being a WMBR, WMFO DJ, musical anarchist, radio reporter, and and his lovely wife, Diane, shared Solo, the dog, a rather big white poodle-y mix dog named Solo. They shared Solo with another family, and Solo passed away quietly at home on Christmas Eve. He was more than 16 years old, and, well, we've got some memories of Solo with us right now. A little clip that Chuck sent. And so Solo was more than 16 years old, which is a really ripe old age for a dog. And among his many distinguished accomplishments were his frequent visits around the Cambridge, Somerville, Medford area, in particular Harvard and MIT and Tufts. Solo was a smart dog, and he was well known at these institutions of higher learning. In fact, in 2006, our WMFO general manager at the time, Annie Ross, declared Solo as the station mascot. Yes, WMFO's station mascot dog, Solo. And he served that, well, in that capacity up until Christmas Eve. As Chuck described, Solo gave love unconditionally and brought joy to all that he came in contact with. He won over many people who considered themselves non-dog types. And since he was a big poodly dog, he didn't shed. He loved being near the water, but he didn't like getting wet unless there were ducks or geese that he could shake. And he loved rolling around in the beach sand. We'll miss Solo. He had a good life. So, it's time now to get over to our featured winter pieces of this evening. We're first going to hear a classical piece, Vivaldi's first movement from his winter concerti, the Allegro non molto. And this is a piece, Vivaldi had four pieces that he composed, one for each of the seasons. And many years after that, Wendy Carlos did the same thing with her Sonic Seasonings album, an epic ambient masterpiece, originally on two vinyl albums and then later on two CDs with even more songs. And, well, we're going to be hearing the 20-minute piece Winter. And then, after the Vivaldi and the Wendy Carlos, we'll be back for another talk break. Unless I decide to throw in some AC/DC. I might do that to finish off that classical ambient set. We'll see ya on the other side. This is Vivaldi, Winter.
Thank you.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. We are celebrating the cold, cold night, the cold, cold week, week plus this cold freeze that we've got. And we began that previous set with a classical piece, the first movement from Vivaldi's Winter Concerto, the Allegro non molto. And then Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind, with Rachel doing the singing, the epic ambient masterpiece Winter from Sonic Seasonings. And we finished that off with a obscure AC/DC song, Cold Hearted Man, available, as far as I know, only on the Backtracks compendium package set. So, you know, space heaters can be a really great way of staying warm. You can crank them up and in a small area and be like it's August if you want, for very little money. But space heaters, when they're improperly used, can do a lot of damage. Like, they're responsible for 1/3 of all home heating fires and 81% of all heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep all things that can burn, like paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, especially little people, at least 3 feet away. And you should always monitor them when they're on and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. And never, ever use a portable heater in a wet area like a bathroom, because you can get electrocuted that way. And definitely keep them away from small children. This has been a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So we got one last set for you, and I'm going to send this out to the person who made Solo be our station mascot, because I know former WMFO general manager Annie Ross really, really, really liked Pat Benatar. So here's an appropriate song for tonight's theme. Fire and Ice. And then we got one going out at the end of the set.
You're giving me
you come on like a flame, then you turn and cut your believe I touched the box.
Thank you.
Aboriginal. This is illegal.
I only use it for medicinal purposes.
You like snakes, lady? Mm-hmm. Forget the jungle. I got two right here.
You do?
I do.
Sample. So welcome to the killing field. Since I really want to know how killing feels.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, failed NASA launch attempts. Yes. Sound clips from who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening was all about the cold winter night we find ourselves in the middle of a frigid cold spell. In that last set, we heard from Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice, and then Eddie Raspberry, Cold, Cold Winter Night. Something from Kush Aurora, a track called Cold World. Bhangra, the Indian Pakistani dance hall kind of music there. Cold War, yes, from there. Bhangraga. And we finish things off with Devo and Cold War. Going out to my fellow Devo aficionado, WMFO DJ